big worry right now because of this net zero in Mr. Gates's book. He so clearly said that the new market will be of offsets, which means indirectly he's looking at the land of the Indian peasants, the African peasants. And they're already looking at not just monetizing nature, but financializing nature and making her an asset on Wall Street. Part of this fictitious economy is making farmers forget that they grow food, that they nourish us, turning them purely into carbon sinks. Firstly, the soil and land is our mother. It's not your carbon sink for your pollution. And our reverence for our land, our care for the earth, is where the real solutions will come from. Don't look towards your doctor if you want help. Look towards your farmer who grows good food. They are the physicians of the future. You know, it's very easy to take a reductionist category and put it into Wall Street, whereas living systems are not extractable. Living systems work on the whole. And so we must develop communities that work together, earth communities, soil communities, plant communities, and build them inwards to help.
Growing your own seed, growing your own food today is the freedom of today. And those who say these are conspiracy, well, just look at the rules of WTO and globalized free trade. Who wrote the intellectual property agreement of WTO? Monsanto, they admitted it. Who wrote the agreement on agriculture that's destroyed all the self-reliance and food sovereignty of people? You know, everyone's talking about the Ukraine war and Russia. But the reason African countries are hungry is because their ability to produce their food was destroyed by the right to dump by Cargill. Cargill wrote the agreement on agriculture. And then the junk food industry, the Pepsis and Cokes and Nestle's, wrote the sanitary and phytosanitary agreement and created the Codex Alimentarius to shut down healthy food and pushed the food that gave us illnesses, 75% chronic diseases. This is not a conspiracy. There is evidence that the corporations wrote the rules. I'm Dr. Vandana Shiva from India. For me, soil is, of course, not just living, but she's our mother, something we've been made to forget with 200 years of a reductionist science, a mechanistic philosophy, economics that thinks only cash moving around is real wealth. For me, soil is the source of real wealth. Soil is the source of good food. Soil is the source of millions of people's livelihood. Soil is the source of peace. People who take care of their soils don't have to fight others. Minute people are uprooted, and we've just released a new report, Terra Viva, which shows how there is conflict wherever the soil has been degraded. And our new book, released for Celebrating Soil Conference on the Living Soil, is a celebration of all cultures of the world. Every culture has one voice. In beyond their diversity, the voices, the soil is sacred. The soil,
the American people should see that the corporations have abandoned them long ago, that people will have to build their own economies, people will have to rebuild democracy as a living democracy in this country. And the corporations belong to no land, no country, no people. They have no loyalty to anything except their baseline, their profits. And the profits today are scales of profits that you can't imagine. It's become illegitimate criminal profits because these profits are being extracted at the cost of life. The issue of seed, the reason I started the seed saving movement in India as a program of our foundation, which is now an independent body, was basically to both save biodiversity and the richness that we have received from our ancestors in nature, as well as to defend the freedom of our farmers to save seeds. Otherwise, you have a dictatorship. You have a food dictatorship, you have a seed dictatorship, you have a water dictatorship. We are being offered a dictatorship over life, and not for life in permanence, but life for a short time. And we need to defend life and its freedom forever.
How did Bill Gates come to exert such power?
Bill Gates did not invent anything. The basic program was made by some mathematics professors in a college. The office operating system was by a software engineer, and he bought it for $50,000. He's built the empire by creating patents on software. And the first WTO meeting in Singapore gave him tax concessions, which is why all the IT industry moved to India. The fact that Silicon Valley became India's Silicon Valley is because they could save $40 billion annually. It was an outsourcing of software, all for Bill Gates. He, with his accumulation of money and making any communication system illegal, like the communication system through real currency and forcing digital payments, he's the one who gains because all the software for all the digital economy, he collects rents and royalties on that. And then he started to put some of his money into philanthropy. And everyone thinks, wow, he's such a generous man. He gives so much. But I've done an analysis in the book. Every place he gives to is his former future market.
Use open pollinated seeds to plant your garden and save some of the seed. So turn gardening into seed saving. And what I tell people is, don't make an excuse that you don't have a piece of land. You will have a little balcony, you'll have a little kitchen window. Because it's not an issue of scale, it's an issue of commitment and connection and love. Take one seed and say, I will.
Wrote the agreement on agriculture that's destroyed all the self-reliance and food sovereignty of people. You know, everyone's talking about the Ukraine war and Russia, but the reason African countries are hungry is because their ability to produce their food was destroyed by the right to dump by Cargill. Cargill wrote the agreement on agriculture. And then the junk food industry, the Pepsis and Cokes and Nestle's, wrote the sanitary and phytosanitary agreement and created the Codex Alimentarius to shut down healthy food and pushed the food that gave us illnesses, 75% chronic diseases. This is not a conspiracy. There is evidence that the corporations wrote the rules. Then it created the billionaires. Now the billionaires rule the world. And I call them the 1%, not because they're 1%. They're just a handful. And when you ask me, you know, what's the optimism? For me, the optimism is a pathetic group of ignorant, selfish men are not more powerful than all the people who've occupied the palace of the president in Sri Lanka. The farmers who've occupied the streets of Netherlands. People have power. We've been made to think we are inert. We've been made to think nature is inert. And all it is a colonization of our mind. The minute we become free and say, we are part of nature, we are creative, and we are powerful. Powerful in a different way. Powerful in the way of Shakti. Powerful in the way of non-violent resistance, of absolutely refusing to be colonized. And I said, growing your own seed, growing your own food today is the freedom of today. And those who say these are conspiracy, well, just look at the rules of WTO and globalized free trade. Who wrote the intellectual property agreement of WTO? Monsanto, they admitted it. Who wrote the agreement on agriculture that's destroyed all the self-reliance and food sovereignty of people? You know, everyone's talking about the Ukraine war and Russia, but the reason African countries are hungry is because their ability to produce their food was destroyed by the right to dump by Cargill. Cargill wrote the agreement on agriculture. And then the junk food industry, the Pepsis and Cokes and Nestle's, wrote the sanitary and phytosanitary agreement and created the Codex Alimentarius to shut down healthy food and pushed the food that gave us illnesses, 75% chronic diseases. This is not a conspiracy. There is evidence that the corporations wrote the rules.